Welcome to the Grin and Bear It Show. In this episode, we'll return to 1953 and the sleepy West Texas town of Marla. Two ranch hands, Chalk and Rusty, are missing. Could aliens be holding these men? Stay tuned to Missing in Marla.
Admitted. Candidate from the eye to
my name with them.
I remember my long hair as it hung beneath my hat, lying on my shoulders as it covered my guitar strap. I turned my head and smiled at the girls that called my name. I was cool back then. And I remember that man. As I traveled across Texas, I sang 48 songs a night. The faded jeans that I wore, I'll admit, were a little tight. I remember eating fast food, though I swore I'd never get fat. Yeah, I was cool back then. And I remember that man. When a shooting star going nowhere crosses the sky, like a great parade with a big bright glow catches everybody's eye. When the light burns out and it disappears, becomes a falling star, nobody knows who you are when you're a falling star. As I sit in my recliner watching the game on TV, my wife is in the kitchen cooking dinner just for me. My kids are in the game room making noise, and who knows why. What happened to that man? That was cool back then. Well, I rub my bald head, and then again I loosen my belt. Once more thank the good Lord for the hand that I've been dealt. I wouldn't trade what I have for what I wanted to be. Yeah, I've become that man that once raised me. When a shooting star going nowhere crosses the sky, like a great parade with a big bright glow catches everybody's eye. When the light burns out and it disappears, becomes a falling star. Nobody knows who you are when you're a falling star. As I sit in my recliner watching the game.
That was this week's number one song, Falling Star by Brad Bergen.
Now for our first story in tonight's news. Missing persons from our hometown of Marla. Shortly after daybreak, two Bradley ranch hands were missing. Chalk and Rusty have worked for Stuart and Colleen Bradley for the last 3 years. Anyone with any knowledge that could help find these ranch hands, please contact Sheriff Moody Justice at the Sheriff's Office or call us at the radio station here at WSCI. This is Howard Mitchell for WSCI Radio News.
Sheriff Moody, I just don't understand. They always tell me when they're going into town or somewhere else and when to expect them back. It's like someone just snatched them out of thin air.
Moody? Do you think this has anything to do with whatever we found in the caves that time? We haven't talked about those lights in some time now, and I just don't want to think about what might be out there. What if these beings from outer space are kidnapping people in Marla now?
Now, Corrine, don't go getting all riled up. We're doing everything we can, and we don't want to start a panic around Marla. But I did call for Commander Chris just to let him know we might need his help. I also called Dr. Gephardt, with your permission, of course, Stuart, to come out here and look around.
Oh, sure thing, Sheriff. Anything at all to get my men back safe and sound and to find out what in the Sam Hill's going on around here.
What's behind the missing ranch hands at the Bradley Ranch? Is Commander Chris from the Army Air Corps really needed to search for missing persons, or is there more to this than meets the eye? Find out more about what's really happening in Marla and why Dr. Gebhardt Van Brandt has his work cut out for him.
Rita, did you hear the news broadcast last night about Chalk and Rusty missing at the Bradley Ranch?
Yeah, Francis, I talked to Corrine earlier. She is pretty upset about it. I'm going out there today after I close up. She kind of feels nervous after the last time things were happening out at that ranch. All those lights and things in the caves we can't talk about.
Don't tell me you're going out there. I get an eerie feeling just thinking about that ranch sometimes. I wouldn't live out there for anything in the world.
Oh, Francis, think about Corrine, and besides that, we're going to set up a search party with Sheriff Moody. Do you think you could put your fears aside to help look for Chalk and Rusty?
So Sheriff Justice Moody is going to be there?
I knew that would get you out there around those caves. Dr. Gephardt will be out there with Commander William Chris from the Army Air Corps, too.
Oh, now I understand. It's Commander Crisp and not Corrine that is the attraction to the ranch tonight.
Oh no, that's just a bonus for the evening. So, if we can get this place locked up early, we might have time to powder our noses before we leave here.
This is Howard Mitchell for WSCI Radio. Tonight, a search party is being formed to look for the two missing ranchers on the Bradley Ranch. Our sources also tell us that the Army Air Corps is going to be involved in the search. Hallie Lovell, can you tell us anything about what is going on at the ranch tonight?
Thanks, Howard. Word around Marla has it that this search party is made up of a group that investigated the lights over Marla when a new type of mineral ore mixture was being mined and created a sense of bewilderment for the town. These lights were seen over the Bradley Ranch and could be seen for miles.
Thanks, Hallie. This is Howard Mitchell and Hallie Lovell for WSCI Radio.
Howard, we are going out to the ranch, aren't we?
Of course we are, Hallie. I know a big story when I see it, and it's at the ranch, isn't it? I know it has to do with those caves and what we saw last time we were there. You know, we may want to grab some tools for inside the cave and maybe some ropes and anything else you can think of we might need for a rescue. Sheriff Moody will have a lot of rescue items, too. I don't know how long we'll be out there.
Dr. Gebhardt Van Brandt, thanks for meeting me here at the ranch.
Sure, Commander Crisp. I had a strong feeling it would be about these caves again. Have more lights been seen out here?
No, Gebhardt, nothing like that. Two people are missing that were last seen in the area around these caves.
Well, how much longer before everyone else arrives?
About 45 minutes. That way, we can go into the caves before they get here, and hopefully we won't find anything but missing ranch hands.
These caves, they haven't changed much.
Here, take this flashlight. We just want to take a quick look around and make sure it's all secure and that there's no evidence of whatever coming back.
Well, do we want to go past this barricade where that flight craft was?
Not unless we find something that warrants us looking any farther.
But, you know, these walls, they look clean. Nothing suspicious here. I'll go down a little deeper. Do you think they will come back to the same place as before?
We have no way of knowing. Anything could happen.
With these men, they're missing. People will ask questions.
That's why I asked Howard Mitchell and Hallie Lovell. They know the questions people will ask.
Just what do Commander Crisp and Dr. Van Brandt expect to find in those caves? And will it lead them to the missing ranch hands? Find out this and more as we return to Missing in Marla.
Francis, we have to go now. Ooh, look at you all gussied up. Too bad Justice Moody is going to be too busy investigating to notice how you look tonight.
That's just it, Rita. I want to make sure he does notice.
I'm just thinking, Francis. I mean, this is really scary. What if these beings from outer space are really responsible for Rusty and Chalk missing?
Oh, don't talk about it, Rita. Now you're spooking me. I need to keep my mind off the caves to be able to go out there. If you start getting frightened, I'll probably lose it.
Francis, I'm not sure you have it together to start with. You just keep your mind on Sheriff Justice and off of the beings from outer space. Leave the worrying to Commander Crisp.
All right, I'm ready now. Let's load the car and lock up.
Oh, I love this song by Mike Harmon.
In a puddle of wax, and the sun goes over the hill, and the children get tucked into bed. With you, I've lost my will. It's all over your face, and me, I'm stuck killing time.
It's dark, and I don't know where we are, and you've been out for a while. Make sure you're not hurt. We had a fall. I don't know how. I've been feeling around, but I didn't want to go too far without being able to see anything.
I can't see my hand in front of my face. What is that noise coming from over that direction? Listen.
Hey, I've been doing nothing but listening for quite a while now, and I can't tell where we are or how we got here. Well, the last thing I remember, I was getting off the horse to check that fence post that was just leaning a little bit. There was something strange dripping down on it. And it's sort of like a big splat of fireflies. Next thing I know, we're in this dark place that's damp, and you can't see for nothing. And I have no idea where them horses went. It's just you and me on this hard ground. And if you turn your head just right, you can see some kind of flash every now and then way up yonder.
Where, Chuck? I can't see nothing. How do we know we ain't in some kind of cage or something?
Well, just maybe we're in a cellar or a hole in the ground. I reckon it must be about nightfall by now, but maybe somebody'll notice we're missing.
How are they gonna find us? We don't even know where we are.
Sheriff, I found the horses. Chuck and Rusty's horses with the saddle still on them. I know this ain't good, They don't even clean up till they get their horses rubbed down and put away.
I was afraid of this. We're going to have to split up in groups and everybody gets here. How many lanterns can you spare? This is going to be a long night. Everybody will be here in no time, and we'll do our best to search every inch of this here ranch and be prepared to take whatever problems come up. That is, the problems don't come from outer space.
What's that, Sheriff?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking outside my head.
Sheriff, the horses are saddled and ready.
Let's take Chalk and Rusty's horses, too. Maybe they can lead us to the place where these guys were last in the saddle. Stuart, do you think the horses could have gotten spooked and thrown the riders?
Rusty's been breaking horses for years now. I guess it's possible, but both of them? At the same time?
I just wish I knew what could have scared those horses bad. Oh, never mind.
My imagination says it could have been something not of this world. Of all the places, why did our ranch have to have all these caves and caverns underneath it?
Oh, Corrine, how you holding up? I can't believe this. I thought this would be over and Chalk and Rusty would be safe at the bunkhouse before we ever really needed the search.
Well, Rita, I sure tried to find them. It's as if they just vanished.
Rita and Francis, let me take that hamper of chicken and put it in the kitchen. I made some fresh apple pies, too. I just hope we can all get a bite to eat before the evening is over.
Well, Moody, is Commander Crisp and Dr. Von Brandt here yet?
Yes, they're down at the cave site.
That same cave, Sheriff Justice? I mean, you know, the one that had the strange happenings?
They didn't see anything unusual down there. Here they come now. Let's head up to the barn and load up supplies.
Well, hello, William Crisp. We're always meeting under out-of-the-ordinary circumstances. Any clues about the missing men tonight?
Well, hello, Miss Rita. We haven't been able to find anything out of the ordinary yet.
And that is what makes it strange. Not a clue or anything.
Stuart, that's why we want to stay close in our groups tonight. We don't need anyone else missing, especially in this area.
Stuart, you and Corrine coming with me and Francis Rita. Commander Crisp along with Dr. Gephardt go to the south area of the caves.
Howard, you and Hallie come with us. We will all meet somewhere toward the central area of the caves. If anyone needs help or finds Chalk or Rusty, have Sheriff Moody Justice fire 3 shots into the air.
Here, Commander, you take this shotgun for your group.
Let's head out! Yeah!
Chalk! Hey, Chalk! What, Rusty? Do you think anybody's looking for us? I feel like we're going to die in here. Wherever here is, I'm so thirsty, hungry, tired, and sore. Did we black out or something?
Hey, let's just think of what needs to be done at the ranch. Well, that'll take your mind off our situation. I keep thinking about all that junk on the fence post. That wore plumb strange. That entire stretch of fence will probably have to be fixed.
That'll stir up some sore muscles.
Oh, that's just because you're lazy most of the time. You got to keep working hard. It'll make you sleep better at night.
I want to think about what that light you can see just up that hill yonder. You think we can find a way to reach something up there?
Hey, I can't find my way around at all. It's as dark as it is, it feels like I'm going to take a step. And there ain't going to be no ground in front of me. How are we going to get something way up yonder?
Well, I reckon we got time to think on it.
Commander Crisp, just like we thought. Look on the fence. It's the green goo.
It's time to slow down. Everyone, dismount. Dr. Von Brandt, go ahead and see if it's safe. Howard, I see Stuart and Sheriff Justice riding down the fence toward us. Circle around up ahead and tell them to stop about 150 feet from us for just a few minutes. Let them know we're checking out the area before we go any farther.
Commander Crisp, to go. It appears to be active. There has to be another cave entrance around here.
That's what I've been looking for. There has to be a vertical entrance somewhere. We may need to come back after daylight.
Why didn't we ride out earlier then, William Crisp?
Rita, you were supposed to stay back with the others, and it's because we needed this evidence that can only be seen after dark.
The green goo!
That's right. It isn't visible in the day. Once the sun is up and shining bright, the evidence can't be seen.
Commander, where did she go? Rita, I can't see Glauben. She was just here.
Howard, Hallie, Rita.
Where did they go, Commander Crisp? Wait, here comes Stuart and Sheriff Justice.
Did you find something?
Oh, I'm afraid so. But now others are missing. Did you see anybody as you arrived?
I didn't see nobody. What do you mean they're missing?
Just what is this green substance on the fence post, and how is it Rita just disappeared? Is there any hope of finding her along with Chalk and Rusty? And what is in store for the rest of the search party? Find out this in the conclusion coming up next in Missing in Marla. First, enjoy this song by Amanda Gish.
Shot in there.
Don't anybody move. I have my suspicions. Wait, listen.
Commander, I hear it. It's coming from under the ground right over there.
Francis, you and Crean get back to the... What in the Sam Hill? Where'd they go? Commander, it looks like we're all doomed. What were we thinking coming out here?
I really mean it. Don't take a single step.
What are we looking for, Commander?
Is it Martians?
Ooh, ow, ooh. Is that you, Kareen?
Rita, it's you.
Where are we?
Francis, we're all down here.
Howard, I can't see a thing. Just where is this? Are aliens here?
I don't know about aliens, but I know Chalk and Rusty are down here, too. We must have fallen, but we can't see well enough to tell exactly what this place is. Hey, is everybody okay?
Rusty and I, we can see a twinkle of light up yonder, but We ain't got no way of reaching it.
Anybody got any supplies on? I could use a Twinkie.
I have a flashlight, but I can't seem to get it to turn on. It must have got damaged in the fall. What was that we fell through?
It felt more like a tunnel than a straight fall downwards. Maybe it's a trap.
Oh, Stuart just has to find us.
Well, that is if he doesn't fall down here, too.
We need a way to signal to them to let someone know where we are.
Well, Moody and Crisp have the shotguns.
We don't have enough light to see where we're shooting anyway.
That sound is sure getting louder. What is it?
That sound is a little too familiar. I just don't want to see any bright lights, Kareem.
Oh, what if those beings are taking Commander Crisp, Dr. Gephardt, and my Stewie have flown away?
You are right, Commander. Here it is. It's an opening in the ground, and it goes down, and it seems to curve around.
Do you think they're in there? Could they survive the fall?
If I sneak, I don't know how far down it goes. Be careful around this edge. The ground appears to be unstable.
Here's some rope. Let's get these tied together. We can tie it to the horse and lower ourselves into the hole. Stuart, we'll signal when it's time to pull the rope back up.
Hey, I'll get the flashlights. Because, you know, these lanterns could be dangerous. If that cave is full of any cave gases, the Klinkenberg effect.
Whoa, boy. Easy does it. That's it. Take it slow.
Look, the light's coming from up there.
It's Commander Crisp and Dr. Gephardt.
Commander, Doctor, we're all down here. Everyone's okay. Chalk and Rusty, they're down here too.
We'll send everyone up, two at a time.
Look over there, another tunnel. That's where the noise is coming from.
Corrine, you get ready to go up after Chalk and Rusty. Commander Crisp, and we'll get down there and see what's going on in that tunnel.
How far down does it go?
The tunnel makes a sharp left, links, turn up ahead.
Commander, look at that. How did that get down here?
Commander Crisp, let's get out of here. I remember what happened last time that flight craft took off from a cave. I didn't think we would ever get our sight back.
Look, it's beginning to power up. Quick, put something over your eyes.
It's safe to uncover your eyes now.
Unglaublich, it's completely vanished.
I'm with Rita. Let's get out of here before we get trapped in this place. Or they come back for us.
Okay, let's make sure everyone is out.
Chalk, Rusty, what happened to you down there?
As far as I can tell, Chalk and I were checking the fence when we fell in this here hole in the ground. We must have been out for a while, just remember waking up.
We couldn't say it. That blame thing down there either. It was pitch dark, and all these noise was just plain scary.
Rita, you make the best fried chicken I've ever tasted.
It's my grandmother's recipe from South Carolina. Her recipes are what made me decide to open the diner to start with. How about more chicken, Commander? Dr. Gephardt? Anybody? We have plenty for all.
No thanks, Rita. I'm stuffed. It was wonderful.
I could go for some more of that apple pie.
As much as you want, Sheriff Moody Justice. Here, have some coffee, too.
Well, I'm certainly glad to have my ranch hands here safe and well-fed.
Breakfast is beginning to finally slow down at the diner this morning, Francis. Let's get off our feet for a while.
Good. I want to hear Howard Mitchell on the radio. It's time for his morning news broadcast show.
This is Howard Mitchell for WSCI Radio. Today, all is well in Marla. Missing persons were found on the Bradley Ranch last night. The two Bradley Ranch hands that were missing were located on the south side of the ranch. The two hands had fallen to a sinkhole that was near the fence line and become trapped until finally rescued by a party of searchers, including Commander William Chris from the Army Air Corps and the scientist Gephardt von Brandt. Stuart and Kareem Bradley, owners of the Bradley Ranch, said now that they know that the sinkholes are there, special fences will go up to prevent anyone from wandering into the area. This is Howard Mitchell reporting for WSCI Radio.
They need to put one up around the whole ranch that says danger, keep out.
Oh, Francis, the ranch is fine. It's the sky they need to rope off. But then, where will we go for any excitement around here?
You can ask me anything you really want to know. I can only give you things I'm willing to let go. Your frustration with my silence I should not ignore. You keep knocking at that door to even up the score. So very long. Your fear and your worries that you could be found wrong. You passed out your feelings in a most peculiar way. I can't be here for you now. You'll face it on your own.
We'd like to thank today's producer, Mr. Matt Minky, for producing this show. Original story, Missing in Marlin, written by Lisa Gish. Performers included Rancher Stuart Bradley, played by R. Kevin Morris. Corrine Bradley, played by Amanda Sayre. Sheriff Moody Justice, played by Mike Harmon. Radio broadcaster Howard Mitchell, played by David Gish. Press agent Hallie Lovell, played by Lynn Power. Diner owner Rita Baker, played by Eve Gish. Frances Allen, waitress and town gossip, played by Ann Thornton. Army Air Commander William Chris, played by Steve Kaiser. Scientist Professor Dr. Von Brandt, played by Gary Herbst. Rusty the Ranch Hand, played by Mike Harmon. Chalk the Ranch Hand, played by Gary Herbst. We'd like to thank everybody for listening to the Green and Bear Show, and please join us for another exciting episode right here on KETR Radio 88.9.
Production assistance on this episode provided by Chris Watson. Please support independent public radio for Northeast Texas right now with a donation by visiting ketr.org/support or by calling 800-882-5387. Look, we simply cannot produce shows like this without your help. 800-882-5387, ketr.org/supports. I'm Matt Minky. Thanks for checking out the Grin and Barrett Show on 88.9 KETR, a service of Texas A&M University Commerce.